And we are back, and I don't know whether we've had the fact that we've had Michael Bratton on the last 3 weeks or not, but that's the precursor to what I'm about to say. Let me give you some news from Knoxville before we get to our guest. And this is Jim Knowles apparently is working on getting to Rocky Top. You know, he considered one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. He was at Ohio State a year ago. He went to Penn State. That turned out to be a poor decision. Now he's trying to get out of there and working on his buyout. So we had Michael Bratton on the other day, and I asked, like, where's Cousin Shane? And I did see you Saturday. I seem to remember seeing you somewhere.
It was a gym,
but
Paul.
How come Bratton never lets you on the show when he's on? I mean, he seems like he's hogging up a lot of time.
Well, he's good at that, Mike. Paul, I tell you, one of the things about Mike that I love to death is he loves the camera, right? You know, and every now and then he allows me to get on here and talk a little college football with him. And I appreciate you taking the time, Paul, to have me on.
Well, the funniest thing was there was a reporter at the show on Friday and Saturday following me around. This was something that had been set up months ago. And a lot of things happened, and the person was from CNN, and in the article that came out yesterday, one of the very last things in the article, she quotes Michael Bratton, calling it, a.k.a. the Brat, as coining the phrase Lane Quitten. So I'm sure if you've seen Brat lately, his head has only swelled larger than it already was.
I immediately text him after that. I was like, why have you been saving that from me? Because I thought that was absolutely perfect for Lane Quitten, just giving up on the team, heading down to LSU to start a new family. It was absolutely – I feel like – I don't know if we're going to get into it, Paul, but I feel like Ole Miss is kind of – if you don't have a team in the playoffs, you're secretly rooting for this one, right? I even like the fact that Ole Miss – tweeted out the other day, the first head coach, Pete, for Ole Miss to make it a college football playoff. I just thought that was absolutely icing on the cake.
Yeah, I don't even like Pete Golding, and I'm rooting for him coming up here in a couple of weeks. Let's get to Tennessee for a second, because we had a caller earlier who was just hopping mad at Josh Heupel about the way the last two seasons have gone. You're embedded with that program. You never leave Neyland Stadium. So what do you make out of just where this program is right now?
We're right there, right? We're right there on the edge of being something special or just another travesty among SEC coaches that have ever graced our presence there in Knoxville. And one of the things that I feel like has been holding us back, and this is just because I talk to what we call cousins on our show, the fans, what I hear over and over again is just this defense. It was absolutely embarrassing. And honestly, some people haven't forgiven Banks since 22 in South Carolina, you know? So I feel like, if this hire does go through, this will bring some life back to that program, because honestly, we remember the old days, right? And I feel like that decade of dysfunction that we went through, I feel like we remember that. We remember the Derek Dooleys and the Jeremy Pruitt. So I'm not too quick to kick my coach out, because I have seen the darker side of the Tennessee Vols. I feel like Josh Heupel has just been missing a few pieces, and this may be the one they needed.
And I mean, he has done a lot of good things, but it just seems like he just hasn't quite done enough.
Yeah. Well, again, I remember not making bowl games. Of course, everybody's opting out of those these days, but I remember those days, and that's not a Tennessee thing. I remember kids not getting drafted. We're getting kids drafted. The talent is showing up. We're taking some players that you've never heard of, and we're making stars out of them. So I feel like Josh Heupel is able to do that. And I know we're hitting our head against the wall here, but, you know, we did that with Fulmer, if you don't recall. I mean, 1998, everything's happy. We're winning a national championship, but year after year, we kept finding excuses why we needed to get new blood in here. And then we saw what new blood looked like. So I'm on the Heupel camp. So I'm a big fan of him. I feel like he is a good coach. He's a good fit for Knoxville. He just needs some better pieces around him. And I think that's what he's trying to do here in this offseason.
Okay, Cousin Shane, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. And it's not about the playoffs. I don't know if I could have another conversation about that. I've spent a lot of time with Michael Bratton lately. He's helped me through some career issues.
Yeah, you didn't text me, Paul. I would have told you.
Yeah, I mean, it just so happened that I happened to see him like three straight Fridays on the road. So he was the one who had I had to deal with, even though I really was looking for other people.
Yeah, Paul. Paul's when you text me, it's a sweet potato casserole recipe you need or something. Business decisions Mike.
you know the funny thing is I don't even have your cell phone. So every time I ask Bratton for it, he said I'll give it to you, and then I never get it. So I want to just once and for all, because we got some really big news coming up here in a minute. I want to get to. How can we get rid of Bratton and make you the star of that podcast?
Well, this is a big step. You can see I'm here in the gym right now. I know you had the boss on, so I thought, hey, if I film this thing in a gym, maybe they see I'm trying to make a step forward, the ESPN route. But I that's step one, is having me on. Step two is maybe not having Mike on every week, maybe every other week. Maybe we just pull it back a little bit.
Well, that is truly remarkable. Cousin Shane, I mean, do you have a life outside of Tennessee football? I was just curious. I mean, I've been around you. I just never – I mean, I wondered if there was anything other than Tennessee football.
Well, I do like golfing, Paul. I know it doesn't look that way, but this is me and – I kept watching this Hugh Freeze takes over and over again. I said, well, maybe there's something out there, right? And I absolutely fell in love with it. I'm addicted to it. Down 55 pounds because of it. So I love the sport. And it's funny. We talked about some Masters trips, and I'm not saying I'm going to play down there one day, but man, I'd love to go, check some of these courses out. It's like untapped entertainment that I didn't even know was out there.
Well, Shane, I'm about to make another career change, and I'm thinking about taking up golf again. So I texted Hugh Freeze. He said he's available anytime between now and 2037 for a round. So we're going to get the three of us together. Does Bratton play golf?
He dabbles with it, but not as addicted as I am, So yeah, I've made real wristbands, what would Freeze do? And if it's a bad day, I go out there on the golf course. If I feel like I should be recruiting, I get out there on the golf course,
Cousin Shane, what a pleasure. I hope to see you again. If I don't see you, before whatever, Merry Christmas. I'd love to come on your podcast when I've got a little more time. So hold me a spot, will you? The last time we did it in person, I thought it was the funniest podcast I've ever been a part of.
We have a blast. That's one thing we like to do over here on the show is just cut up and give each other a hard time. Just like I'm giving Mike a hard time, he'd be giving me one as well. So we like to have fun and love to have you back on, Paul.
Shane, I would love it. Cousin Shane from That SEC Podcast. And as we wrap up with him, this has been a week to end all weeks. We have another breaking news story. This is literally happening as we speak from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Remember Sharon Moore?